Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. On yesterday's broadcast, we began sharing some teaching, a message, if you will, on the first commandment, which is the most important. Remember Jesus, when a lawyer came to him, testing him and asked him some questions, Jesus said this was the first and the great commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And the second was like unto it, to love your neighbor as yourself. On those two commandments hung all the law and the prophets. In other words, all that's in the Word of God. If a person could just focus and concentrate on loving God. In fact, that's the most important, because if we really, really love God, we will be loving to others. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so the very nature of God, as we've experienced God's love in His love for us, in our reciprocal intimate relationship with Him, love is going to be expressed with and to others. Praise God. So what we're going to do on this broadcast, we'll see how far I can go, but we're going to look at six Hebrew and Greek words that define what the word idol is in our English Bibles. We have to look at the original Hebrew and Greek words and their slight variations of meaning, and there's a number of different words in our Bibles, six of them: idols, images, groves, gods, little g, devils, and lords, little l. And so what we're going to do, again, I ask for your forbearance, but it will help to understand Scripture as you read. For example, in this first case, let's look at the word idol, that, and I may not be doing justice to the Hebrew words. The Hebrew is E-L-L-Y-L. I'm not even certain how to pronounce that, but it means to be weak or deficient. To be weak or deficient, and that's used in Zechariah 11:17 of the religious leaders. There the word says, woe to the idol, I-D-O-L, shepherd, that leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and his right eye. So a weak or deficient, someone who is not a true shepherd. In Zechariah, they're called idol shepherds. And in Isaiah, the second chapter, verse 8, it refers to vain objects of worship. I'll quote that scripture. Their land is also full of idols. They worship the work of their hands, that which their own fingers have made. The Greek words in the New Testament, it is I-S-E-I-D-O-L-O-N-I-C-D-O. Well, I can't do justice to it, but it means a form, appearance, image, or representation, whether corporal, actually, or physical, or mental. And in classical Greek literature, the word was used for a statue of a man, or even for a concept of the mind. So that's just kind of briefly what idol, where idol is used in the scriptures. And then a second word we want to look at are graven images. And there the Hebrew word is pekal, P-A-C-A-L, and P-E-C-A-L. And it means to carve, to cut, to hew, to engrave. And it refers to manufactured idols. In other words, the works of someone's hands, an artist's hands, as opposed to God's nature idols, if you will, such as some people do, the sun, the moon, trees, things like that. And these words are found in Judges, the 17th chapter, And Exodus, the 20th chapter, verse 4, and also in Isaiah 40:19. And I'll read that particular scripture. The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold and casteth silver chains. Another word is spelled maskalyth, the maskalyth, and it means a picture, image, or figure. And when used in a literal sense, as for example, in the scripture found in Leviticus 26:1, which is, ye shall make you no idols or graven images, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land or bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. However, you know, you might be listening and say, well, Sister Glass, you know, no Christian is doing that today. Maybe there are some heathens in remote parts of the world are doing that, but we're living in a modern world and people aren't worshiping statues and things like that. But it's especially important for us to realize that this word graven image can also mean ideals, wishes, and desires. For example, in Psalm 73:7, it's rendered wish. For example, speaking of the wicked, their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than their heart could wish. And that word there is graven image. So we also see in Proverbs 18:11, this Hebrew word is rendered conceit. In that scripture, it says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his own conceit. So basically, his wealth is his idol. His wealth is his God. All right, let's look now at another word, groves. And there's a word Asherah, which is commonly known as the goddess Asherah or Astarte. And she was a Phoenician goddess who was worshipped by ancient idolaters in a tree grove as they committed varieties of sexual sins with multiple partners. We see there's references in Judges, the 6th chapter, verse 26, 1 Kings 18:19. I won't take the time to read that. But if you're familiar from reading your readings in the Old Testament, you know, Asherah and other idols were worshipped in the high places, and they were referred to 13 times in the Old Testament. These high places were hills devoted to idol worship, and today this has a reference to sexual idolatry. And you know, we think, well, this is so far removed from our lives today, but there's certainly tinges of that in a lot of the movies that we see coming out from Hollywood and the health and fitness industry. There is a sort of a worshiping of the human figure, and there's an idolizing of it. It's, you know, especially youth and beauty. We tend to look at all kinds of things that distract from the worship of the one true God. Now, let's move on. There's another word called gods, little g, and that's El or Elohim. And it's used numerous times in the Old Testament for false gods of the heathen, which Israel sometimes served. But strange as it may sound, this noun, both in its singular and plural form, is used over 2,000 times in the Old Testament for the true God. And the answer, of course, is obvious. This is a quote from Scripture. The gods, little g, the gods, Elohim, of the heathen are no God, Elohim, capital G, capital E. Praise God. This word is used of false gods. For example, in Exodus 18, verse 11, Jethro, you remember he was the father-in-law of Moses, he referred to the Egyptians by saying this, now I know, after he heard what God had done through Moses in Egypt, this was his comment. He said, now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. And then there's a scripture I'd like to share with you in 1 Samuel, and that's the 5th chapter, verse 7. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, "The ark of the God of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us and upon Dagon, our God." This is, of course, when the Philistines had the Ark of the Covenant. They retrieved it in battle. And, of course, the Philistines had some months of real sickness and tribulation while the Ark of the Covenant was with them. And, of course, it was sent back, as you know. And then there is a reference in Psalm 86 and 8, "Among the gods," that's little g, "there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works." Praise God. Now, this word is also, El Elohim, is used of true angels, the angels of the Lord. Psalm 97 and 7 says, "Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods." And of all, that term also is used of men who were highly regarded. For example, in Exodus 7:1, where the Lord made Moses, the scriptures say, a god, little g, unto Pharaoh, because of the supernatural power God demonstrated through him. And then we see in Ezekiel 32 and 21, let me read that. "The strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of hell with them that help him. They are gone down, they lie uncircumcised, slain by the sword." And that's used of mighty, venerated, wicked men who speak in the midst of hell after they die. El is translated there as the strong. So we see from these meanings and references that men and angels may likewise be idols who receive undue praise. Well, my time has flown by, and I think we can complete looking at these technical terms on tomorrow's broadcast and then move on to application for us today. Praise God. Thank you for joining me. The announcer is going to give you our contact information in just a moment. I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. Thank you for joining me today. I love you. And this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.